when it seemed that all was lost. Some sleeping head reclining in a different spirit, dreams in amber and glass against all time to come, eyes closed to the kind flux of light and likeness. The light cuts hard buildings around us, shadow conniving with sweet rhythms and hot food to shape ideologies, snapped and dotted into every heart. So the dearest future creatures beneath the sun, set down and loved with a purpose to outrun any fingered lapels on a lightweight suit, imagined the scene and ran it, hiding behind newspapers in a small cafe, where a new journey was a defined shadow on the driest martini, like the light of tyranny sharply bleeding off earlier contemplation, poured back so the mask keeps its humane appearance. What we would buy is gone deep within us like a hanging thought, and projected like an old dove onto our silly retinas in a fashionable curtain print to keep the world at bay, while pudgy fingers deal in sleep futures on a grand scale, and the time is destitute because it lacks the web of names it is and how it is concealed and revealed in trafficking those coins. The sleeping body turns at this point, muttering words from the communards, advising financial services buttered up for the taking, and sleeps on in darkness, for all the world like a quietened bestowal.